Jimmy, wait a minute, will you? Wait a minute. Where are you taking me to?
I'm taking you out to get you some education.
Some what?
Education. You can still use a little of that, can't you?
Well, yeah, sure, but I'm getting tired. Jimmy, legs is barking at me. What are you doing, walking me all over Philadelphia?
Now, wait a minute. Now, stand right still.
What's the matter with you?
You stand still a minute and look.
Look where?
Right over there.
Where?
There it is in front of you.
There's what? What?
Independence Hall. You're looking at it.
What? That old-looking joint over there?
Oh! The cradle of liberty, and he calls it a joint.
Well, I don't look so good. It must be awful old, ain't it?
Well, you mind how old it is. Do you know what's in there?
No, what's in it?
Get ready.
What?
The Liberty Bell.
No kidding, Jimmy. Is the Liberty Bell in there?
The original Liberty Bell with the crack in it.
You mean a real one? The one them guys rung?
That's the one, I'm telling you. It's right in there.
It is? Well, what do you think of that? Say, boy. Say, can we take a peek through the door or something?
Peek? I'm going to take you right inside. Come on, now. Right up the steps.
Boy, don't this cost nothing?
Not a darn. Well, certainly not.
Well, say, this is a chance for us, ain't it?
Certainly is.
It certainly is.
I'm telling you, brother. In we go now. Take off that hat.
Oh, yeah, excuse me.
Take off that hat and keep it off.
Yeah.
And now be quiet and talk low.
Gee, ain't it quiet in here?
Certainly is.
Well, it certainly is. Hey, this gives me kind of a creepy feeling.
Well, it should. This is sacred. Look, now, we look in this room first, right in here.
Gee, this sure is quiet. Look at all them big chairs.
That's where the guy sat when they signed the Declaration.
Right there? In them chairs?
Certainly.
Gee. That makes you feel all creepy, like up the back, don't it?
And you see that case down there, right down there by the fireplace?
Yeah.
And you see that big paper?
Yeah.
See that?
Yeah.
Well, that's the Declaration of Independence.
You mean that's the real one, Jimmy? The one all them guys signed?
Certainly. Now, come on over close. Wait a minute. Now, stand right here and look at that name. You can see it from here. John Hancock.
John? Well, say, Jimmy, it is. And look at it, John. Yes, sir, there it is. As big as life.
There
John
it is.
Hancock. Well, can you imagine that? Well, say, and it looks like he done it only yesterday.
It certainly does.
It certainly does, yes, sir. And look at all them other names there, too. Look, it says, Adams, Jefferson. Look at that, Jimmy. It says, Benjamin Franklin.
Benjamin Franklin.
Jimmy, look.
Don't lean on the glass like that.
There's Benjamin Franklin.
I saw him. That's the guy that flew the kite.
Yeah, Benjamin. Yeah, the guy with the kite. That's it, yeah. What do you know about this? Say, did I ever think I'd live to see this?
Well, do I take your places or not?
Well, you certainly do. Say, Jimmy, this is all right.
Come on. We're going in here next.
What's in here, Jimmy?
Don't say nothing. Just look. Look. There it is. There's the bell.
Say, it is, ain't it?
Can you imagine? Right there in front of your nose, Robbie.
Gee.
Hey, don't breathe on it like that.
Oh, excuse me. I didn't mean to. Say, Jimmy, it looks just like all them pictures of it, don't it?
Don't do that. Take your hand off of it.
Oh, excuse me, Jimmy. Oh, say, ain't this what... And look, Jimmy, there's the crack. Look, Jimmy, around here, look. There it is. There's the crack.
Does
see?
That give you a thrill or not?
Say, it certainly does. Gee, you know, I got goose pimples all over me.
I got them myself.
Say, look at the label.
Label?
Yeah, look here. Around near the top, see there?
Robbie, I'm surprised at you. That's not a label.
No?
That's the prescription.
Sure. Look, it says, proclaim liberty throughout the land and to all the inhabitants thereof.
And boy, how they done it.
Now, that's all right, ain't it? Gee, that's a big bell. I wonder where they made it.
In Belfast.
Oh, you're kidding. Oh, look, Jimmy. That's a big card in a frame with a dope in it about the bell. Look here.
Certainly, now you can read all about it for yourself. Go ahead.
Let's see. 1751. Gee, that's a long time ago.
Certainly is.
It certainly is. Congress from Robert Charles, agent in London. Oh, gee, Jimmy, think of that. The bell was made in England.
I know that.
Did you know it? I didn't know that.
Really?
Made in England. What are you thinking of? It says here that they hung it up and it cracked the very first time it was rung.
Wasn't that a tough break?
Well, what do you think? It certainly was. And look, it says the bell was recast. What's that mean, Jimmy?
Well, they melted it up and then they made it over again.
Melted it up, huh? What are you thinking of? Was recast, but due to the tone not being satisfactory, it was recast again in 1753. What do you think of that, Jimmy? They made it over twice.
Well, certainly, they had to get it used to the climate here.
Yeah?
Plenty.
What do you think of that? Entrance of the colonies, 1774, rang out the peons. What's that mean, Jimmy? Rang out the peons.
Oh, that's some of them Mexican laborers. They rang them all out, but a lot of them come back later.
Oh, yeah, the Mexican. I see what you mean.
Yeah.
July 2nd, and agreed to a public statement July 8th. Hey, Jimmy, look. This must be a mistake. It says it wasn't the 4th of July after all.
What?
Look, right here. You read it. Look, there it is. Hey, there must be something wrong with this.
And Congress adopted the declaration on July 2nd. When a secret debate. Hey, that's right. Look, precisely at noon on July 8th, John Nixon read the declaration to the assembled people. The Liberty Bell rung out as Andrew McNair swung the clapper.
Andrew McNair?
Yeah, some Scotchman.
But, Jimmy, in all the history books, it says the bell rung out the message of liberty on July 4th.
I know that, but right here's where it all happened, isn't it? And these people should ought to know more about it than anyone else in this country, shouldn't they?
That's right.
Well.
Say, just think, Jimmy. We know more about it now than the guys that wrote the history books.
Oh, we certainly do.
We certainly do.
Well, come on, Al. It's time. We better be going. Look now, bend down, give the bell a little kiss.
What?
Bend down and give it a kiss. Look, do like I do.
Oh, gee.
What's the matter with you? Go on now. It's sacred, ain't it?
What you done, Jimmy?
Well, what's the matter with you?
Hey, I ain't gonna kiss no bell.
Oh, go on. What's the matter with you?
Well, we suppose somebody should be looking at me or something.
Nobody's looking at you. There's nobody here. Go on now. Do like I tell you. Slip the bell a little kiss. Everybody does it. Go on now. Go ahead.
Oh, I could. I.
Oh, quit your giggling now.
Oh.
This is serious.
Well, I suppose it's a thing to do. I guess it's all right, isn't it?
Ah, go on, you sap.
Well.
Well, what a stingy little kiss that was. What's the matter? You afraid of it?
Oh, I ain't afraid of it. Hey, did anybody see me doing it?
Certainly not.
Well, somebody might have been looking at.
Well, they see it all the time. Now, listen. You feel better now, don't you?
Yeah, I guess I do at that, Jimmy. Yeah, that's all right. Hey, that's the old independence thing, ain't it?
Well, it certainly is.
Well, it certainly is.
Well, come on, now, let's get back to the car.
Say, Jimmy, you know, this has been some education for us.
Certainly has. I'm telling you.
Hey, wait a minute. Let's stand out here on the steps a minute. I want to think about what I've seen.
Well, take your time.
Hey, Jimmy, I was just thinking. You know, about that guy that rung the bell. Andrew McNair, what did it say on the card there? What did it say?
I was right, Andrew McNair. Well, what about it?
Well, Jimmy, I was just thinking, why did they let a Scotchman ring the Liberty Bell when there was plenty of Americans around to do it?
I guess maybe he wanted to ring it more than the others did.
Well, why?
Well, I don't know. Maybe being a Scotchman, he wanted to make this a free country.